I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friend.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Good. You know, just sat and chit-chatted for the last hour and a half.
A long time. a little bit longer than normal. We were talking about explicit things.
Yeah, we were. My user history is going to have to be cleared.
Before I die, delete my browsing history.
Yeah. And then also tell everybody it's because I Googled something, so Leslie didn't have to still be a good fan.
Because I respect a hottie with a body.
Exactly.
You know, one day, I just can't wait for us to like blow up and get huge, and like one day we'll have like a Patreon and do like the Mystics at night, or like the Mystics after dark.
I honestly, like, because I think about, you know, the podcast that I listen to, and like a Patreon is like a full-time job. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's additional content. It's making sure that you're giving your listeners and your buddies like something extra, worth them paying money for
sure,
right?
Literally.
And like, of course, goals. I would love to do that. And like, Misty's After Dark is literally like the easiest. We just hit record and record the hour and a half conversation before the episode. Like, we're literally already sitting here having it. So honestly, like,
and it's usually way funnier. And honestly, if you're paying for it, like, I'll drop names, you know,
as explicit as you want, girl. Like, what we just did in detail.
And what we just did, I mean, like Amber said, she's gonna have to clear her fucking browsing history.
Yeah, so that's gonna be our long-term goal. So we hope you're along for the ride. We hope that when the time comes and that can be something that we pursue, like, we hope you're interested, because we talk about some weird shit.
Some interesting stuff, that's for sure.
Well, now that we've done another teaser of what will be in the future when, you know, we hit that mark,
hit
like
it big.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell everybody what we're talking about tonight?
We are. Well, I mean, it was your idea, and I don't know if we're going to...
Was it really?
Yeah, and I don't know who put it on the list, but it was your idea
to
talk
about.
See, that's...
I couldn't remember. Yeah, that's true. I don't remember who put it on the list either, but it was my idea to talk about it. Really... when Leslie and I were talking, we planned to record, before my family goes on a little 3-day vacay. So we're going to Steamboat to let off some steam.
That's
and
cute.
I was like looking at, thank you. And I
trademark.
Was like,
should make, put that on like a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like looking at the list and I was like, well, what can we talk about that's like gonna be fun, but also like
it's gonna be
not
fun,
require a lot of research before I have to like go on my first road trip with ravioli.
Fun, happy, lighthearted, rainbows and sunshine.
And so why not talk about our death plan?
What we're gonna do with these little vessels when our souls say sayonara, beach, I'm out,
time to go now. Before we jumped into like our plan, I've thought about it. I'm sure you've thought about it. I'm sure all of the explorers have happened to think about it, whether they
for
wanted
sure.
to or not.
Probably.
But I just didn't know what was out there. So I actually did a little bit of research, which I said I was, you know, was looking for something with no research, but that's not me. I did a little bit of research on some of the most unique things that you can do with your vessel after you're done. So I figured we could talk through some.
I'm so excited.
And then actively, like, either our plan won't change, maybe it will based on this information. Okay. And then like we have a verbal like authorization of what we want, so someday our family can listen to this episode and be like, ah.
Literally. Okay, because I'm not trying to like again be a downer, but like this one time I literally almost died, and then after the fact I was like, so Robbie, if I had died, what would you have done at my funeral? And it was a 0 out of 10. It was not
what you wanted.
No. So this is a perfect opportunity because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yep,
so I'm like, my husband is a sporadic listener. He'll get into it and he'll listen to a couple episodes and
that's
then
okay.
He won't.
It's all
which
right.
is fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's just something that I bring up to him every now and then to be like, you know, support my dreams.
Oh, see, I told Robbie, no, I know my audience. Robbie's not the audience. Robbie's not going to hate it. So,
but I'm like going to send this episode to him specifically. And be like,
oh no, I'm gonna tell
there's some important information.
Remember this because I'm probably gonna die first. Remember, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, if the podcast, like we've been having a good time, fun time, but like this episode is like the one that my children, my child, maybe yeah, exactly. future children, like they will listen to this and be like, we know what mom wanted.
We're gonna save this on the archive. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So I found an article that says 15 unique alternatives to burying your body after you die.
Perfect.
It's written by Sally Tamarkin. Tamarkin?
Awesome. Mm, love it.
And this is a BuzzFeed article, so you know it means
fun.
Facts.
Double F.
I like how it starts the article. I won't read the whole thing this week, but you've probably heard of death. It's coming for all of us. So number one, get turned into a diamond. I have heard of this before. Have you?
Wow. I guess that's true. I've seen like jewelry. So yeah, I just didn't realize it was a diamond.
Yeah. Depending on what diamond and cut you choose, you can spend as much as $25,000.
That's too much.
Yes, for a dead body. I agree.
Yeah. I'm dead.
You can donate yourself to a body farm.
What the fuck is that? Sorry.
Body farms. Okay, I can read this one. Okay. Body farms, or as they're known by their more formal, less goth name, outdoor forensic anthropology labs.
Huh?
So do you remember in The Blind Side when he's like picking the school that he wants to go to? And Kathy Bates is telling him about how there are bodies under the football field?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was supposed to clarify things.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a body farm. I have a picture.
So pretty much like researchers study human decomposition. So body farms help researchers learn things that help law enforcement investigations. So literally like they will put bodies in different, you know, water, desert, like different things. They'll bury you slightly underneath the earth. They'll bury you like really far down in the earth. And it'll show them like how to identify different decomposition Ooh. Things based on your natural environment.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, cool. And it even says, so such as the decomposition timeline for a body that was found wrapped in plastic and buried in a particular climate for a certain amount of time. They're also used to train cadaver dogs and search Ooh. And rescue teams to find human remains.
That's cool.
There are presently 7 in the United States.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you might be interested in a body farm.
I don't know.
Okay. It's interesting,
That's
right?
That's super like cool.
Education.
Yeah. That's cool.
This one I thought was really interesting and it might hit your hippie brain. Get buried in a suit made from mushrooms and compost yourself.
Yes. Yes. That's honestly, that's kind of on my list.
But you can get a suit for $1,500.
I know, it's compared to a diamond. Affordable. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on TikTok. Go figure.
You can get planted and grow into a tree. So that's kind of where they mix your cremains with a seed for a tree, and then they can grow you. Now, I've thought about this one, and this one was high on my list for a while, but the emotional anxiety of being given to a family member and then them planting me and having to decide if they want to take me with them if they ever move from that house or leave me there. Like, it sounds too emotionally taxing.
Yeah. So maybe you like, because I do like the tree. I think I maybe would just pick something somewhere like a space that was special or like
specific.
Like, right. A space that like others mm-hmm. could go to and they just knew like, oh, that's, you know, their space or whatever. And then I would just haunt the fuck out of that tree.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I would haunt a tree. Okay. So I like it if I can pick where the tree goes. Because way I think about it is like my daughter being like, oh, like we thought this was our forever home.
No, but that's something a lot happened. Of stress.
Or like a natural disaster happens and the tree breaks. Like, would that cause trauma?
I mean, maybe. Probably. Yeah. But like if you're your soul, your body is in the roots, like it'll probably grow back maybe one day, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Or I'll just.
Well, and then it'd be fun to be like, to see like my whole witchy potential once I'm a spirit. Maybe I'll just make a really weird fucking tree.
Yeah. Like I'm just picturing the tree from Pocahontas.
Yeah. Yes. I'll be an old lady that talks through the tree.
An old tree lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You can also become a part of the ocean. Mm. So Eternal Reefs mixes your ashes with environmentally safe concrete and then lowers it to the reef into the ocean, where it becomes a man-made habitat for sea life. This ranges from $3,000 to $7,500, and locations for reef casting are available along the east and Gulf Coast of the United States. Now, to me, I know they say environmentally safe, but it's still concrete being lowered into the ocean. Mm-hmm. To me, like, we're trying to get stuff out of the ocean. It doesn't sound as environmentally sound. I know people, like, things will make habitats and all that mm-hmm. stuff, but it sounds like I'm disturbing something.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not really a water gal, so.
Yeah, I don't like water either.
It's a no for me.
Of course I don't want to be underwater for mm-hmm. the rest of my life.
Yeah,
my
that sounds eternal life. Awful. That's honestly why I don't want to be like regularly buried, is because I'm afraid of the dark and I don't want to be like in the dark forever.
You see, I'm a little claustrophobic. So mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mm-hmm. want to be buried. I get that. My dad wants to be buried. And I was like, that's surprising.
It's very old fashioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get cremated at a facility that recycles unused energy for its cremations into electricity.
That's fucking cool.
This happens in England and Sweden. So it's definitely environmentally sound. Crematoriums in England and Sweden are capturing heat from the natural gas being used in the cremation process that would otherwise escape to generate electricity, giving an electricity grid life even in death. So you're That's adding spooky and your cool. energy to the grid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I like was a single bitch, didn't have any kids, didn't have any dogs, was just in, like, that sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah, I would just be worried, like, because in all these things, like, I also think about, like, how I will be tethered to whatever I choose to do, right? Like,
if you want.
Not forever, mm-hmm. but, like, for a while you'll be tethered. And, like, my fear would be that I get turned into energy and then I get stuck in this, like, Wreck-It Ralph 2 where I'm, like, stuck in the internet. And I don't think I'd like that.
Wreck-It Ralph is a top tier movie. One of my favorite movies on
But could you imagine being stuck in the internet?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
I'd be really worried about my electricity being sent to a router and then I'm just stuck in like the internet and I'm like not able to be free. And then I see all these pop-ups about the Kardashians and stuff for the rest of my time that I'm tied to it. It just sounds exhausting.
I am not on the right drugs or alcohol to have that conversation right now, so I don't know.
Next. Donate your body to a medical education program.
Okay, but I just listened to this podcast called Time Suck with Dan Cummins. 10 out of 10 recommend if you want to, again, just get sucked into some random shit. He did a deep dive, and they don't actually, it's not guaranteed they're going to use your body for science. And most of the time they sell it off and it's used for other things.
Like what? What's another thing you could use a dead body for outside of science?
Black
like, market organ sales?
I think there was those, yeah. Or like, I'm trying to think. Some of them was like a... All I can think about is that guy that they like sold his body and then he was put into a carnival and he was in this carnival ride and everyone thought he was like a wax statue, but it was his body. And then they ended up like...
I have heard of that.
Yeah, finding out he was real. That's all I can think of right now. But
yeah,
like he was... I mean, it was like a 3-hour episode and Dan talked about all the crazy shit that they could potentially do that are legal. Like he was saying all this shit's legal and it was all really bad shit.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know, because that was actually in my top three.
Yeah, it's not always guaranteed that it will actually be used.
Well, and honestly, though, like I had some friends that will remain nameless that went through a coroner program. And while she was going through that, like I've definitely seen like pictures and things. And I was just like, I don't think I'd want my body to be like on some bitch's iPhone.
Oh,
next one.
Next one.
Fill your body up with plastic for science. During plastination, the body's water and fats are replaced with plastic, which means that your body doesn't decay and is totally preserved and can be touched. Ooh. Plastinated anatomy is handy for medical, dental, and animal science students, though you've maybe also come across plastinated bodies by way of the exhibit Body Worlds. You can donate your body for plastinization to the Institute for Plastinization in Heidelberg, Germany. This just sounded creepy. Why would you want your body to never decompose? It's like the opposite of like the goal.
Who's touching dead people? Why is that in the description? Why would I want to be touched when I'm dead?
You can even be touched.
I don't want it.
Preserved and touched.
It's a no from me, dog. It's a no from me.
You can get turned into fireworks and let a dazzling light show into the heavens.
Hell yeah. Okay, I would for sure do that.
Yeah, there's something called Heavenly Stars Fireworks, and it's a UK company that packs your cremains into fireworks so that you can get your ashes scattered into the sky by way of an amazing spectacle. Okay, oh.
That sounds super fun. I would do
The cheapest option is the Remembrance Display Package, and it's about $632.
Oh my God, that's so reasonable.
That is reasonable.
That is so reasonable.
Yeah, it's the finest explosion available at over 100 feet, incorporating gold tails to green peonies, crackling dragon eggs, and red and blue chrysanthemum bursts.
Wow.
I didn't know all those had names.
I was like, we're from Colorado. We don't have a lot of fireworks around here.
So that's pure gibberish to me.
That sounds awesome, though. Honestly, like I would maybe consider that.
Okay.
That sounds kind of fun.
Get your ashes pressed into a playable vinyl record with the audio of your choice.
I mean, that's cool, but...
It's about $3,800.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. UK-based company and Vinyl-E will press your ashes into a record that plays 24 minutes of music, an audio recording, or simple silence. I think the silence would be scary. I don't want silence. They come packed with your date of birth and death on the cover, or you can pay more for the packaging to come adorned with your portrait.
Honestly, that might be like a really lovely gift, though, if you had like a playlist like of like, you know, like important songs or something like that. That could be really lovely. It's just a... Records mean nothing to me, so.
See, and I'm imagining, like, I have an uncle who's, like, super into, like, vinyl and, like, old school. Cool. Like, was in a band for most of his life. Like, that would definitely be something that he would, like, love.
It'd be really special for his family and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You can also become a glass sculpture, accessory, or piece of jewelry, so the ashes can be blown into glass.
That's cool.
Yeah, some of these don't have prices, and I'm kind of bummed because it would be nice to do like some price comparisons.
Sorry, I don't know why I laughed.
Because we're doing some pricing. You can get launched into outer space.
Fuck yeah.
A portion of your ashes can be launched into space and returned to Earth for $1,200.
No, I don't want to come back. Why the fuck would I come back? Well,
there's more. There are more steps. Oh, okay. Launched into Earth's orbit for $4,000, almost $5,000. Or into the moon's orbit or onto the moon's surface for $12,000.
$12,000? Mm-hmm. Good God.
Or into deep space for $12,000. I just feel like there's a bunch of space trash. Wouldn't that be more space trash?
Well, and like, you know, there's probably, I mean, I'm not naive. There's probably other aliens or, you know, beings out there. They're just going to like walk into my ashes. It's like when I walk into a cobweb, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's rude. They're going to be like, fuck. Oh God, another human.
Literally, that's rude as shit to just like throw my shit at their face. So
yeah. And they probably are like, what the hell? So, I mean, I'm sure it's a very small bit of people who can actually do that. So I'm sure it's,
Yeah. Who can afford 12? Like the price alone kind of irritates me too.
Right.
But I am curious because I think funerals are kind of expensive. So maybe that's just an average funeral cost.
Maybe. So the people are choosing that instead. Mm-hmm. You can live in an urn or a figure bearing your likeness so people can 3D Ooh, like print your face. I mean, I guess they could 3D print your titties. Did you say bust? No.
No, I said a busk. It's like
a busk.
Yeah. Like the statues of the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just going like, to do my tits.
What they. I thought you said your bust, and I was like, well, we talked about the boobs a couple weeks ago.
It's just my tits. There's. May she rest
it's
in
your
peace.
It's your biggest asset, so it's going to be the place that can hold you the most.
The most love. And when they miss Wouldn't me, they just go so honk honk.
If they, like someone walks by and they're like, oh, what an interesting vase. What is that? And then someone's like, my grandma's titties. This is her urn.
It's literally my grandma, but it's a
But it's like a of replica tits. Of her tits. Like a real replica.
She said she wanted a busk. We thought she said she wanted a bust.
Bust, yeah. Yeah, so we should clarify that for her future family member. You can float gently to the heavens in a biodegradable balloon.
Oh, good. It's biodegradable because that's really bad for
balloon. Oh, I was reading how long it floats, but I just saw numbers.
That's expensive?
No. So I read, I saw these numbers, but I didn't read what was before. It said it floats about 30,000 feet. And I was like, it's $30,000.
Expensive fucking balloon.
I can go to space.
I mean, most balloons aren't biodegradable. So
I wonder how that works. And how it can go up so high. Okay, so it floats about 30,000 feet where it freezes and bursts, scattering your ashes. The cost of the service runs from $995 to $2,500. Could you imagine?
So reasonable.
Like, every once in a while, like, you feel something fall on your head when you're outside and you don't really know what it is. And you're like, oh, maybe it was like a bug that like bumped into me or like some pollen or dirt. And then you're just like, or now I have to wonder if it's a
Martha.
Person.
God damn it.
Martha. Get frozen and hopefully reanimated someday.
Like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Why would we come back? We talked about it last time. A dirt nap sounds well. Fine. We're not doing a dirt nap.
No,
but
a nap.
A balloon nap. One of these other alternatives sound lovely.
Fine. What's weird is
minus the plastic one. I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be touched now.
Literally, like in life or death, yeah, it's a hard pass.
Like if people didn't like me and they were like, oh, how can we do her funeral services? That's what they could do. But I'm hoping people will like me.
Yeah. Exactly.
So with the cryogenics, what is it? It is our ambulance ride to high-tech hospital where we're confined we're confident will exist in the near future. So you're pretty much, sorry, the writing is great. BuzzFeed's really stepped it up there.
It's quality writing.
So pretty much like you're freezing yourself in the hopes that someday we'll figure out how to reanimate. So like there's not even...
Just in case.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah.
I don't so care it's that got much. It's got a yearly membership.
Oh my gosh, you have to pay?
Yeah. Because they have to, how are they going to pay to keep the freezer on?
Oh, that's a good point. Good point.
So
you have to be really rich.
Uh-huh.
Walt Disney.
Yeah. So let me see. Your legally dead body is put on ice in hopes that it can be revived sometime in the future when medical technology has advanced enough that whatever made you dead initially can be cured or reversed. After the yearly membership dues of $120, being frozen and cared for until it's time to defrost and revive you could run about $28,000. Well, that's not that much compared to like being shot into space.
True, but I am also, I think, shocked because I feel like we just confirmed that Walt Disney for sure is fucking frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know that was a real thing. And you just said it's a real thing. And like...
yeah, there's like a company and everything.
So like Walt Disney is probably fucking frozen somewhere.
Yeah.
And it might not even be malicious because it sounds like all along they're like, it might work, it might not.
Yeah, it's called the Cryonics Institute, CI. Like, they literally have an institute. So there are probably a bunch of frozen people.
Wow.
Yeah, we should look at where that rumor started.
Well, if it's The Simpsons, I heard something that... Well, do you know why they're always right? Why the conspiracy theory?
No, I've never heard of why. I just know that they have these weird moments.
I never heard until recently. So the amount of people who, like all the people who work on that show went to Harvard. And Harvard has this like connection to like the Illuminati, like the higher ups or whatever. So like that's why they're basically just like telling us, like they're slipping it in on purpose. But these people from Harvard know because they're in this like
elite group. Mm-hmm. Huh. So like they're just like
dangling it.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you're right, slipping it in. So they're like, eventually these dum-dums will look back and be like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. So like when they have those, you know, images of Donald Trump in a mall or something like that, and then it was the same. So they like knew Donald Trump was going to be our president. That's unfortunate. I'm not going to say his name a third time because it's like Beetlejuice.
It's like the demon that begins with the Z. No, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, the election was literally stolen. They literally admitted that he didn't ethically or actually win. So, yeah, they did know that it was that he was going to be president because it was a plan.
So it's like the whole. Sorry, we're going to go on a little tangent here because it's just so interesting to me. So like a whole half of the nation like gaslit the other half by saying like, you know, Biden didn't really win and it was all like, you know, Russia and whatever. And but like 4 years prior, he like literally did all of that. So it's like he gave his plan out and then said, but Biden did it, not me.
Yeah.
Jesus, like hiding in plain sight. What the Okay. We're talking about death. Let's lighten it up a little bit. So those were the 15 things that I saw on BuzzFeed.
And those were awesome.
You know, when we said we were going to do this, I like kind of had an idea, but like I didn't realize there were so many things out there actually, which is crazy.
It's good though. I'm glad because I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know the facts behind it, but I'm fairly certain that burying in people in the ground isn't great for the environment because like our like has something to do with our bodies, like oils and like when we decompose.
So there's a new thing that's a requirement that you can't just put a casket in the ground. You have to have concrete around the casket. So back in the day, it wasn't bad for the environment because you would put a wood casket into the ground and the wood would decompose, the body would decompose, like,
and it would go back to the earth.
Mm-hmm. So now it's required, and my husband had to fill in at a cemetery for a while, so I used to know all these facts and figures, but it's required to have, like, I think it's like 6 feet, which is where they get like 6 feet under, like, mm-hmm. you have to bury a body 6 feet, and it has to have a concrete vault. So the concrete goes on the sides of, like, in the dirt, and then okay. there's also a lid that goes on top, and then the casket goes in this vault. They do this because, like, grave robbing was really big, and, like, people would bury their loved ones with things, and grave robbers would dig them up. So it just became this, like, law that passed that this was going to standardize cemeteries to deter grave robbers.
I had no idea. Interesting.
Yeah. So you still decompose, because over time, that's just what a body does. But it's not, you're not decomposing back into the earth. You're decomposing in this vault.
Right. You're just gooing mm-hmm. in this vault. And these, and like, coffins are really expensive. I remember when we picked my grandma's out, it was like purple and like, it was like really comfy and like mm-hmm. really fancy. Like, it was like really like cushiony. Mm-hmm. Like, so like, they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of talked about it already, but like, coffin's a no-go.
Yeah, coffin's a no-go for me personally. Yeah,
same here. So in our hometown, they had substantial growth, right? Population like practically tripled in a couple of years. Like, our mm-hmm. hometown was bursting at the seams. And unfortunately, when a town grows that quickly and there isn't a plan put in place for that growth, you're always playing catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband had to fill in at the cemetery in our hometown. And he was told at some point that, like, our hometown didn't think to add an additional cemetery before all this growth. So, okay. So our hometown is maxed. They've reached their limits on all sides of the city borders. Like, they have nowhere to go. Their next move is up, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But they did not consider, with the population growth comes, you know, people who pass away. And so there was a discussion that luckily got kiboshed because we're not there yet. But there was a discussion that the founders would have to be dug up so that they could open those graves.
Oh, I just got kind of goosebumps a little bit. Yeah. That sounds kind of like, sounds like a bad, like a start to a Vampire Diaries episode. It sounds right? like something bad really bad is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So luckily, my husband obviously does not work there and does not have to fill in for the cemetery anymore. But for a while, he was working full time at the cemetery. And that's when we had the weirdest stuff happen in our house. Mm-hmm. I've told you guys about those in the past.
The Abe Lincoln guy.
My Abe Lincoln guy and his honey.
Who doesn't wear a hat.
Who doesn't wear a hat. We're combining episodes.
Garbage.
Yeah. So yeah, luckily though, because I told Craig, like, I'm sorry, you need to get out of this gig before they start digging up corpses. Yeah,
girl, you're going to be haunted as fuck.
Yeah, I'm good.
And a bad haunted too.
Yeah, like, could you imagine, like, the founders of a town getting dug up and their spirits just being like, what the fuck? We've been laying here since like the 1700s. What are you doing?
Yeah, literally. That just sounds like a really bad fucking. Mm.
Yeah. So after my husband was telling me about that, the ins and outs of that, I quickly was like, I don't want to be dug up. So that was, I mean, I didn't have a desire to have like a burial and a casket and all that stuff before that, but it really solidified my, I don't want to be at risk for being dug up.
Right.
That sounds so
violating.
Yeah.
Unresty. Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, you're supposed to be laid to rest, and that doesn't sound very restful.
It doesn't sound peaceful at all. No. Mm-mm. So. No, I've never wanted to be in the ground ever.
Mm-mm.
No, I
don't like bugs.
Oh, absolutely not. Bugs are a no for me.
Yeah. Ugh.
No, I used to want a Jedi funeral because, like, it's in Star Wars. Jedi
funeral.
So in, like, Star Wars, they, like, mm-hmm. lay the Jedis that die on, like, a top of, like, a big bundle of sticks. And then they, like, light them on fire. And it's, like, really dramatic. And everybody watches them burn. And then it's, like, super dramatic, right? But, like, mm-hmm. my mom reminded me, I'm assuming what you're about to, like, it'd probably smell terrible. It'd probably, and then it'd probably be, it's like,
illegal.
Like, super traumatic for, like, everybody watching. Because my body would be, like, because
they'd burning. Like you, and then they'd watch your body burn.
Yes. Yeah, so,
and then who takes care of your skeleton and the parts that don't burn? Like, who gets that job?
Well, right. It's going to have to be, like, hot as fuck, right? Like, yeah. super hot. No one's going to actually want to watch that. So, but that's what I used to want as a kid.
Okay. Glad your mom and you had a heart-to-heart about it, because if I had to be a part of that, I would really hope I died first. Could watch it from afar and be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
So yeah, would no, you want like a Viking funeral? Like how they like shoot, don't they shoot fire shoot on arrows. A boat?
Yeah, they like, they put you in a boat and then they shoot arrows and they send you on your way. That would be fun, but that doesn't seem realistic.
I mean, the fireworks seem
super realistic. Honestly.
I'm surprised that that's legal, to be completely honest.
Awesome.
Yeah, because like the whole buried at sea thing, like those things aren't legal.
Dumping like, people's ashes at the haunted museum in Disney World, right? That's illegal.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Rocky Mountain National Park had to come out a couple years ago and say, please stop.
Probably. I used to want to be at Folsom Field. I used mm-hmm. to say, like, bury me in Folsom Field, but that's the CU stadium, yeah, in case mm-hmm. anyone's wondering. That's also illegal.
See, and then you would be part of the Blindside story with, like, the dead bodies.
I don't remember that part in the movie. It's been a minute since I've watched the movie.
She was trying to talk him out of going to the school that really... Haunted. Well, yeah, but that wanted him. Like, there was the team that everyone was excited about in the family, and then there was the rivals. And the rivals, like she said, their science department used to be where the football field was, and they had one of those outdoor, like,
oh, the body farms.
The body farms. And so bodies were decomposed, and so she was trying to scare him. And she said, you know, and they say that those bodies are at unrest, and sometimes when people are running down the field, an arm grabs their ankle.
Did you hear the tea that's actually, they were really mean to him? Apparently he like came out and was like,
he's saying that, but he also like had an abuse charge against him where he like beat up his spouse like within the same year. So like, I don't think his mental health is great right now. So he does say that, and I don't want to, you know, not validate what he's saying, but he also beat someone up and tried to get the blame off himself.
Yeah, fuck that. I didn't realize that. No, and I don't really have an opinion on yeah. it either way, but yeah. I do generally believe victims, you know.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and I think, yeah.
Sorry.
Off topic. Back to death.
After hours.
Really throw us off. So what would you like so I can pass the word along?
I don't know. On it, like, so this will just sound depressing, but like, I don't know. I don't, because like, I don't know if I'm going to have kids. Like, I don't know if anyone's going to really care. Like, it's just my vessel. Well, yeah. But if you're still right, like, who knows how long I'm going to live? Like,
yes. And it's not, I do like, understand. I'm a day older than you, so we're banking on you living longer.
Okay. So like, I don't really know. I definitely don't want to be buried though. Mm-hmm. So you can like cremate me. And then really you could do whatever you wanted if there's someone around.
But I don't want to be in one of those, you know how they have the cremation walls at the cemetery?
Yeah, I don't want to
be
that.
In one of those either. I really just like don't want to make it, I don't want to be dug up or removed from my place where however that works. I don't want to like wherever I pick, I would like to hopefully stay until I'm not connected to whatever I choose, right?
But you feel like you will be? Like, you feel like you're still going to be staying?
Oh, yeah. I'm a lingerer. I'm nosy. I'm going to want to know what's going on. Yeah. I think I'm going to, like, be just like how my grandma's very present for me with the 1111 stuff. Like, I feel like I'm going to be a very present spirit guide.
And... But so that has been, so you feel like you'll stick with your body? Because I feel like I'm going to be like, peace, bitch. And I'm going to be just fucking roaming around doing crazy shit. I think I'll go like
check on it. Hmm. Yeah. So like, I'm imagining like a tree, you know, if I did the tree thing, like, I think that would be like home base, you know?
Yeah. I like the tree.
Yeah. Like, I got to give, you know, my family like space, and I don't need to be sleeping there and all that stuff. So like, I think that, yeah, like... They got to do their business.
Just like watching them.
Yeah. So like, I want to be close enough, but like, you know, but I do think that if I did like a tree, it would be home base. And then like, I would just not want to see it come down. I think that's my thing. Like, if it's going to be permanent, like, I don't want to see it torn up and
not
then
be
like
permanent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, part of me is really leaning towards not diamonds necessarily, but you can do gems and jewels.
That's really cool.
So I was thinking that, because then like, that could be an heirloom. But see, right, then I get to the point again where in my head I'm like, but what if the heirloom gets passed down to like a family member and they never met me, and so it doesn't hold sentimental value, and then they pawn me, and then what happens?
Okay, lot to unpack there. I don't think, like, personally, if I received a ring and they were like, this is your great great grandmother's, you know, vessel turned into this jewel, I would, even though I didn't know her, I would be like, this is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Well, like, but that's me,
that's
like, personally.
You, yeah,
but like, so I struggled. I can't imagine a world where that wouldn't be like a very prized heirloom.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine.
But like, you know, I mean, not wishing this on my lineage, but say many, many years down the line, like, I got someone who's got to pawn stuff because stuff gets, you know, money gets tight, whatever the reason
then
may
you can
be.
Haunt them.
That's true. But see, so I guess in my mind, whatever happens to my vessel, however many pieces I split it into, I feel like a piece of me will be tied to that.
You're like Voldemort.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm describing. Like, I hope I'll have a nose.
You're literally describing a horror crux. Hopefully you don't have to kill people to do it. But
no, I'll be dead. So I'm just worried that like, I'll split myself into multiple horcruxes. Okay.
There's an ES, horcruxes.
Horcruxes. See, but like, I'm imagining octopi. Like,
but they're like horcruxes because they're British.
Oh, see, that's why it doesn't make sense. So I'm imagining multiples of those. And then like, because it was my vessel, what if me as a spirit guide is like attached to it? And then like, one of my jewels gets like loved and I have a great great granddaughter like you who's like, this is the coolest fucking thing ever. And then I have another granddaughter who's like, ooh, this is not my style, and like, I didn't really know her, and I need $40 for weed. So,
and that's like, it?
Well,
what a bitch.
But you know what I mean, like, because they're man-made jewels. It's not like they're, you know, they're it's not, but so then I'm like, so part of me would get to hang out with the kid who thinks I'm cool. And then the other part is like sitting in this like thrift store. And I'm just like, girl, you could have gotten some better weed than $40.
Or it goes to like a grandson who gives it to a woman who
and
ends
then they
up
get
cheating
a divorce.
On them
yeah.
with every person that they work with. And most of the people in their town, male and female, and then it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Not that that happened to anybody that I personally know.
Not that there are names and faces that go along with this story.
I took three gummies before this. I feel like it was a bad choice.
I know. I'm probably really tripping you out right now.
I'm fine. I'm just extra silly.
So like, there's my problem. Is
that's a problem.
I can't sit down and realistically think about it without panicking about where parts of my soul might end up.
Oh no. It's a lot of pressure.
It is. But I have decided what I want to do with the things can't turn, like, that aren't needed to be turned into jewels.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I did tell Craig, like, I want everything donated. Like,
for sure.
Everything that can. So organs, yep. Skin, eyes, hair, whatever someone needs, I want them to have it.
My breasts.
Yeah. So they can live on.
Oh no, just kidding. I'm getting that in a bus. Yeah.
Well, but you can do a 3D print of that, right. And then give the... what if
yeah,
you get your 3D printing of your bust, your ashes go into it, but they're lighter because you donated your real bust to someone in need. Oh,
but yeah, it's not like 97 pounds of fat.
Yeah, yeah. So the titties go to someone waiting for a titty transplant.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then what if your grandson comes like home?
Oh no.
To meet your kids and their spouse. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, I have this girlfriend and I am just so obsessed with her and I'm so in love with her." And she walks in and she stands next to your bust urn and she's got identical titties because she received your tit transplant.
It's my titties reincarnated.
And your grandson is motorboating your titties.
Oh my God, who took three gummies and who didn't take three gummies? That's mystics after night, after dark. It kind of makes me think you can also turn your ashes into like a sex toy, to like a dildo. That makes me think of that.
Who would you give that to? Robbie. Like, that would just be your husband. But like, what if your husband dies before you? Like,
so the reason I know about it is,
what if your husband uses it on another old lady?
Oh, I would haunt the fuck out of them both. I told Robbie,
fuck out of her puss.
I told Robbie, if I go first, like, I encourage him to, you know, find someone else because I don't want him to hate his be life alone. Forever.
Yeah.
But just know, like, your girl's gonna be around.
Like, so keep it PG.
I'll give a smack every now and then. Like, I'll participate. Like, I'll get in. But I know about the dildo because I listened to Wine and Crime, which is a podcast, and they talked about this girl who got caught at the airport because she had a dildo, or she had a butt plug in, excuse me, and she was like, "Sorry, it's my boyfriend's ashes." She's like, "We've been planning this trip, and then he like suddenly died, so I want to like bring him with me, and I turned his ashes into this butt plug," and she like got caught because it was like made out of like metal, and it like went off in the metal detector.
Why on? After 9/11's green earth, would you put something metal
I don't through idiot.
The security? Girl, I'm not
carry
here.
On.
I'm not here. Yeah, do you? But put that in your suitcase.
Yeah,
that's right, important.
Right, don't put it on. Like, yeah, just take in the suitcase. No one would have known. Then you could have gone on your whole trip, and it would have been no big deal. Now you gotta call your parents and explain that you got pulled out by TSA.
And could you imagine her ghost boyfriend just standing there, like, this idiot like, is gonna get me confiscated?
Girl, let's just go to Peru. Let's go.
Like, pack me in your suitcase and call it a day.
Oh my God!
Yeah. You know, I never thought about a sex toy. I don't think that's for me because.
Rats.
Yeah, I just, again, okay, random thought, because we're going down the things get donated and trained. Where do sex toys go?
So I feel like we have to have like a, like, real girlfriends have a pact, like, especially like single girlfriends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know some women who do, where they're like, you know, if I die, here are where some things are, go in before my kids see them.
I will have to make you a map for that. I appreciate that.
A map? They're in different places?
They are.
Oh, you can find mine easy. They're one spot. So, but I'll be your person. So
okay, I'll be your person too. So
I don't want Rav to see that. How embarrassing would that be for her?
Well, and like, I was just thinking, not that it should be there by any means, but I was like at the thrift store and I did not see the sex toy section. So like, they're not getting donated. Where do they go?
They're probably in the landfill.
Could you imagine rolling up in your big Tonka truck, scooping up the trash of all the humans on this planet, and it's just like
butt plug dildo
is just like right on raining. Top of the pile. Vibrating. They'll probably vibrate.
What in vibration? It's like a big old fucking thing.
Oh no, the sex toy's not for me. So like, you don't know, but like, sorry, I was talking though about donation.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's a good derailment. I do want to donate everything that I can. And then it would be really nice to have my bones be like the skeleton that hangs in a class. Now, I know they probably don't use real bones anymore, but they have to at those prestigious colleges. So like, if you could get me into Harvard so I can see what the Simpsons people see, like, I'd be down. That I'd be cool with.
What's missing is Amber's physical. She's showing me how she's gonna.
I do it every time I explain it, and I know people understand what I'm describing, but I feel like they need like to see what my body.
I
will see look it. Like.
I can, and honestly, I mean, I think that'd be cool. I would maybe take your body, your whole skeleton. I mean, it's not going in a classroom. I don't know if that'll bother you. I won't put it in my bedroom.
I do like that.
You can be in my office.
I don't want to hold your sex toys. You just have like this skeleton with their hands out.
The box? Holding the box.
Yeah. The box. It's because we did an After Dark conversation before this. 100%.
And it got risque. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I had to describe some things. But yeah, I think I do want to be like around like a classroom or like
doctors.
Yeah.
Students.
Yeah, I do. Like,
I get it.
That would be a thing. So that is what I've told Craig I like truly want, you know, and then they can take anything that they can't use. They can turn that into ashes and turn that into gems and stuff. So.
And then, I like that idea.
And then maybe I'll just have enough of me spread out. Like, again, I'll be like Voldemort and I'll forget where some of my Horcruxes are. And so I won't notice that one of them's been pawned for weed money.
Just don't like pick a fight with a bunch of 13-year-old kids and you'll probably be okay. No one's going to go and destroy them.
That's true.
But no, I think that's a lovely plan.
Thank you. All right. So anything like sticking out for you, like, could we make a plan right now? Like, you said you liked the firework. I do feel like that would be like,
I do like the fireworks.
You like to get white girl wasted on the 4th of July.
I'm a party girl.
You're a party girl. You have told me in the past that you like to get real trailer trash with some of, depending on where you're celebrating the 4th of July.
Redneck drunk is how
Redneck drunk. Thank you. That's TM, better than trailer trash.
Redneck drunk is that's when you know your girl's going ham.
I did get text messages that you were redneck drunk when I was announcing that Ravioli was born.
I was redneck drunk when I found out that Ravioli was born and I was ecstatic. I'm so glad I was redneck drunk when I found out.
Yeah.
No, I will be donating my body as well to science. I want to know what good pastures did to my body that we can see. And so I have said like they're and actually Duke specializes in good pasture syndrome. So send me to Duke. Let them do what they need to do.
And then you get to go to college for free, which is just a benefit.
I love Coolidge.
Yeah.
And then burn me up, right? I guess without the Jedi stuff. But I'm I kind of like the idea of a firework. That sounds hilariously awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm going to have anyone to pass down heirlooms to. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know if it's worth making me into a jewel, because then I am just going to go into someone's fucking, you know, shitty wedding ring that they pawned. So like, I don't know. Yeah, I think I might just want to go out with a bang, because like,
okay. I like that.
Why not?
Yeah. Would you want a funeral?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've got the music planned and everything.
See, and that's where we're different. I think that I would want my child or children, if that happens for me, I would want them to take the money that they would, like, I want to save money for them for my funeral, but instead of having one, I want them to go on a vacation.
That's what we did when my grandma died. We went to Disney World.
See, I would want them to go to like Europe or something.
Like a life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are six of us, but.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
But no, that's good. I like that too.
Yeah. Like I think that that would be like a really nice way to like grieve, but also not grieve too hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think I'd want more of like a wake. We have more wakes in my family.
Is that like a party?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Like a celebration of life? Is that the same thing?
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a real big celebration. I've been to, like I said, we do a couple wakes. I've been to a couple wakes in my day. The last wake, there was one wake at my house. A family heirloom was broken.
Oh, no.
A prized possession was ruined.
Oh, God. All because everyone was litty giddy?
Yep.
Okay.
Not me, though. I was on dialysis.
So you watched it happen.
Yeah. So. It was not good. Anyway, but I don't want them to like spend a bunch of money on the funeral. Yeah, definitely not. Like, no. Burn me up and then like do it in your backyard. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't. But like, listen to some good music. Like, you know, let's talk about some good times and.
Would you want your family to get like white girl wasted and really embody the party girl atmosphere that you provide?
Yeah, because I think we've talked about it before. These are usually learned behaviors. So I'm not the only party girl in my life.
In your family, you learned it from someone else.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So it'll be passed down. You don't even have to stipulate that. Like, the party girl will just be passed down throughout the generations of your family.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah. See, and like my imagination is like, I told Craig, like, when we're like retired, you know, before, if that ever happens, and
yeah, I hope
we can move away. Like, I have a dream of being like this cotton candy grandma that dyes her hair like fun colors and has like naked cats. And I just like live in a tiny like apartment in Paris.
I love
and
that.
I just
for
talk.
You.
I just talk to my cats and I put them in sweaters. And I have told Craig that in this imagination, in this dream, he's there because I can like sense his presence, but he's not like in the room.
He's not around.
He's he like is not into the naked cats, but he's into me living my best life. So he just kind of came with me.
Or maybe he's like, maybe this is after. Never mind. I'm not.
Yeah, he's just in the other room.
There you go.
But yeah, so in my brain, I'm like, well, I'm already going to be like some weird, crazy cat lady in Paris. So like my kids are just going to have to come visit in Europe because like that's where I'll be.
There you go.
And they're going to have to take care of my cats.
Right. Because when you go, Craig's not doing it. So someone's got to.
No, he's terrified of naked cats. And that's all I want. So
how can he be terrified of a naked cat?
He thinks they're so ugly.
They're so cute.
Like, I thought so too. They look like little bats. So
I also want one.
So we'll both just be old ladies. Except you'll have to like be like somewhere where in Paris where like you can get redneck wasted. So that
Paris people get wild too.
I know, but like I don't know if I would define it as redneck.
No, we can go out to the sticks. I'm sure we can find some hillbillies.
Okay, so that's what our death plans are, friends. I do like the firework idea for you, though.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I'm yeah, in.
we have a lot of memories. Like we have a lot of childhood memories that do circle around the 4th of July. And mm-hmm. like, that was always a very big thing.
I love fireworks.
It was my favorite holiday.
Me too.
Before the horrors that have become our lives.
Yeah, I don't want to like celebrate America. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like, I just want to watch shit blow up.
Yeah, like back in the day, it was very much like,
woo!
Wow. And yeah, I'm like I would wear like, yeah, I'd sing the songs. I'd wear American flag, like, you know, shirts or skirts, or I always had like something funky, like a romper that was the American flag. Like it was always a standout outfit. But now I just like can't wear it because I'm just like, oh, I'll get misassociated with the wrong group of people.
I usually wear my PBR shirt on the 4th of July because it's red, white, and blue.
I did get a new 4th of July shirt. Actually, it just came in today. I got the, it's a shirt that is a replica of a Bruce Springsteen concert ticket, and it's Born in the USA. So it's cute. That album cover with the hat in his back pocket.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. So it does say Born in the USA and it's got a flag, but I kind of told Craig, it was funny, it came in today and he was watching me open it and I said, this will be my new 4th of July shirt because like I don't feel like I'm just like straight up wearing the America. American flag. Yeah, like yeah. That's not the vibe I want, but this is the vibe of like Born in the USA, like here we are.
There you go.
Here's Bruce Springsteen's ass.
See, at first I thought when you said Born in the USA, I was thinking Miley Cyrus, but...
Mm-mm, that's Party in the USA.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
So yeah, friends, those are our death plans. Obviously, a little bit more to form out, but the firework works for you. And I like the Horcrux idea. I'm just going to split myself into... I can't decide, sure. So I'm going to do a bunch of things.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
I did, and I think too, if like I do ever have someone around, like I'll just, my ashes will be around so you can just do with it what you will.
Yeah. I do like the gem thing.
I do too.
The
gem. That's pretty.
Thing, the tree thing. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to do many things because like my goal would be like one thing like is, you know, an heirloom that I get to be passed around to the different generations or a tree that gets to like actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. So
very cool. Well, great suggestion. This was a fun episode.
Thanks, guys. It got
a little spicy.
This was a look at what could be.
Well, spice
a teaser. Yeah, let us know if you want Mystics After Dark and we can look into how to make that happen.
We can. Sorry if I made a face. My
you did.
I got a bling like warning and it scared the fuck. Sorry.
Wow. It's old moon, old us when we used to try to record a podcast before we got kicked out.
Literally. Anyway, but yeah, let us know. Great episode. Yeah, you know what to do. You know where to find us. Give us likes, subscribes. You know the deal. So
High fives.
Nux.
Gum.
Ooh. I like gum. That's nice.
I do like gum. I'm actually running low on gum. So if you see me, please give me gum.
You got it. And on that note, we'll speak next week.
Bye.